I'm Mary Hartnett with a look at Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says he will work with his colleagues to restore the year-round sale of the 15% ethanol blend. On Friday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia reversed a rule enacted by the EPA. It allowed E15 to be sold between June and September, a move that was encouraged by then-President Trump. The decision to allow E15 to be sold year-round put the blend on par with the popular 10% ethanol blend, which has been available for sale all year for decades. Starting today, Iowa health officials are changing how often they will report COVID-19 data. Nebraska made the switch last week. Officials say they will now update the state's coronavirus website once a week on Wednesdays. Previously, it was updated several times a day. They will continue to report positive cases, deaths, vaccine information, and also hospitalizations, but they have removed and archived several pages, including long-term care outbreaks. Officials say they plan to decommission the entire coronavirus website by late summer. They will switch to reporting coronavirus information on the state health department's website. Officials say the move comes as other states have decreased the frequency they are reporting coronavirus information, but they're ready to reinstate operations if needed. More federal funding is on its way to South Dakota for safely opening and operating its schools. The emergency relief funding will go to South Dakota, five other states, and the District of Columbia. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.